Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tracy Stallard. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second, the left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third, the first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Hobaugh. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ed Hobaugh. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. There goes Schilling. The throw from Retzer to Veal, and Schilling is out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh throws the ball into O'Connell, who tags Green trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball four. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King moves to second. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Cotter reaches third base with a triple. King scores. Tasby goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. Kutveal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to third. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cotter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoba fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hoba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoba is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoba hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoba for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Connell. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Green applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive towards the mound. Hoba catches it and throws to first to double up Clinton. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zipfel. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields the ball and throws to Stallard covering. Safe. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cottier takes first base on ball 4. Retzer moves to second. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veel is 0-for-2 in the game. Veel hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobaugh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling bunts towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Veel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields the ball and throws to early covering. Safe. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keogh moves to second. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. King takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into right field. Clinton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Clinton. Keough scores. King goes all the way around to score. Tasby moves to third. It's 4-1, Senators. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to second. Joe McLain now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal throws to second for one, and Cottier throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Clinton scores. Pagliarani moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Jackie Jensen pinch hits for Arnold Early. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.